Welcome to Survival Preparedness for Beginners podcast, where I try to empower you and get you the knowledge that you need to keep you and your family safe during any type of a natural disaster or crisis, so this way you can survive. In the description below, you'll find links to YouTube. You'll find links to my webpage. So I hope that everybody enjoys this and gains the knowledge they need to survive. We are on the verge of a lot of different things that are going on, and there's a lot of stuff that is taking place right now. And we are going to be getting into that, and on top with this email that I did receive this past week that blew my mind. I hadn't been in my email in quite a while, and so I was going through the email and trying to catch up and all that kind of stuff, and I ran across this email that I received on Monday this week, and it was quite an eye-opening piece. Now, I do not know the name of the person that sent it or anything else, but they did want me to share it. So I am going to share it because it definitely does meet the criteria of something that needs to be shared and to maybe make people think outside the box a little bit. So it's really, really good information in here. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world. We can sit back and, you know, we could talk about just about anything and everything. You know, you got the big thing that everybody's talking about is the Russia and Ukraine thing and everything that's going on over in Europe and everything else. We do have things that are taking place over on the Asian side also, you know. So I mean, there's stuff that's going on, China, North Korea, with Taiwan, you know, with South Korea, there with the United States and South Korea, we're having, you know, kind of like our little war games out there right now. And, you know, a lot of people in that part of the world aren't really too happy about that and everything else. We have a lot of our own problems that we are dealing with in this country as well. I do have a video coming out this week that is to make everybody think about what is really going on with all these derailments that we've been having. You know, standardly, you know, we get about, on average, about 3 a month. All right, now that's a national going average, and everybody, you can look that up and everything else. But since January 1st of this year, I think we've had over 20 some odd derailments. Now, a few of those were due to, you know, somebody crossing, trying to get across with the train there, trucks and stuff, and, you know, they've been hit, and it's caused a derailment. But the rest of them, well, they, you know, they keep putting off all these different excuses and things, and I think there's more to it than meets the eye, and I'm going to discuss that in a video that's coming out this week, so watch for that one. We also have a huge crisis that is going on right now with the whole market and banks and everything else. Everything is starting to crumble around us. It's very, very imperative that we are being ready. I had a video come out yesterday talking about that very topic. It is, I think it's something that we're going to see coming in the near future. I think it's going to happen to a lot more banks, companies, in different industries and everything else. I think you're going to see a lot of this stuff happening. I don't think that this is really the end of the road for this type of stuff. It can't be. There is too many things that are stacked up against us at this point in time, and if we don't really try to get back on track and get things somewhat back in order soon, it's going to be really bad come June. All right, June is a big deadline for the debt ceiling. Now, whether you think they should raise the debt ceiling or they shouldn't, if they don't and we default, it's going to be very, very bad for millions and millions of people. And the Feds are probably going to finally get what they want, because the Feds are going to keep raising the interest rates because the job market is doing good. The unemployment rate is still the lowest it's ever been in God knows how many years. And this is all the things that the Feds don't want to see. They don't want to see a good job market, and they also don't want to see a very low unemployment rate. All right? Their whole goal is they got to put people out of work, they got to put companies out of business, and everything else to get everything back in check. I know it doesn't sound right, it sounds stupid, but that is the way the system is designed to work. This is what they have to do. Now, I did, as I was saying, I did receive this email. And this email is very eye-opening. It is full of quite a bit of information. And a lot of stuff, it makes you think. So I'm going to get started on this email. All right, so you all bear with me. If you have comments or something, make sure you put them all in capital letters. And make sure that you all are really paying attention at this point in time. So the email, I cut out the first part of it because that was just kind of directed to me. And I'm starting this email right here. It says, I am very concerned about the information that I have received through, well, let's just say a little birdie high in the tree, read between the lines, quote unquote, and what the birdie has told me. This person took great care into not even saying if it was a he, she, or anything else. I have no idea. So you just have to kind of read between the lines. I hope that you will share this information with your community on survival preparedness for beginners, which I am doing right now. I really do not know where to start with this information, so here we go. Keep in mind that there are several different conflicts taking place all around the world in some way, shape, or form. Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan, North Korea, South Korea, Israel, and Turkey. The list goes on and on. The United States is going to be right in the middle of all the different conflicts throughout the world. Can the United States actually hold its own in all these different conflicts if for some reason they all started around the same time? That could be very interesting, right, folks? We would call that World War III. We all know about the war between Russia and Ukraine. That is a give me nowadays. It's on the news every day. But this all could be the main front for the much bigger picture that is to come. The bigger distraction, you could say. Now, let's talk about the bigger picture, and this is where things get interesting for you and your community members that are watching your video right now. So you all need to pay attention. The big picture really isn't Russia and Ukraine. It's not what is taking place in the countries around them. This is nothing more than a larger than life front. The big picture that people are really missing is taking place in China and North Korea. Here we go. North Korea has, over the last few years, doubled or tripled the amount of nuclear warheads that they do have. Where did they get the money from? Where did they get the materials from? Where do you think they got everything from? My sources tell me that Russia, China, and Iran have been secretly funneling in a lot of the materials and the money, and everything else was sent in under the darkness of night, under the radar. Nobody even knew it was probably taking place until it was too late. They already succeeded in building and firing off and testing their nuclear weapons that basically appeared overnight. It is also rumored that between North Korea and China in the northern province, there are tunnels that run under the ground and have been not seen. It has also been rumored that between North Korea and China in the northern province, that there are tunnels that run under the ground. I have not seen these tunnels, but I have heard there are rumors about these tunnels and how that would make sense on how things are being moved in and out of North Korea and into China. Which really makes a lot of sense if you really think about it, folks. A lot of people, you know, are saying, well, you know, they can see everything and everything else, but I mean, if they have these tunnels, you may not be able to see what's coming in or going out, you know. Now I would like everybody to ask themselves one question. What better way to invoke a war than to do it right under your nose when you're looking at the European side with Russia and Ukraine, thinking that something's going to take place there, when in all reality it is happening on the Asian side, and North Korea will probably be the scapegoat for China and Russia. Maybe some of your members of Survival Preparedness for Beginners have seen videos or news articles on the major game rolling that is taking place right now off South Korea, and how North Korea has threatened to use their nuclear arms if this keeps going and takes place, because this is the largest practice war games that the two countries have ever done together. And it would be just like North Korea to assume they're being attacked to launch one of their nuclear missiles. To give your followers something to think about, this North Korea has nothing to lose in this whole game. They are the most sanctioned against them than any other country in the world. Without Russia and China, they would be nothing. So if they were to provoke some type of a nuclear or non-nuclear war, even if I say another country responded, China and Russia would then assume that they are being attacked. So you see, the whole European conflict is a front. The ones that we need to be watching is North Korea, and that is where the United States is really paying close attention behind closed doors. China, as we all know, wants to take over Taiwan. They want it back, just like the situation that Russia is in. They want Ukraine back. The only way that they can succeed in doing this is to start chiseling away at the American military. Before war actually does come to the country of the United States of America, there will be a large amount of different types of war strategies to take place in the country, starting off with, pay attention folks, with cyber attacks, which will be on the increase, targeting such things as your power grid, your stock market, your infrastructure that moves goods, and your ability to communicate with the people of the United States. You see, once they have taken these types of great strides, if they succeed, this would be a very sad day for the American people. I would urge everyone out there that is listening to this video and to what I have had to say about what I was told by that little birdie high in the tree. That little birdie also told me that the time to prepare is now. You have to make sure you are preparing yourself and your family for a long drawn out conflict between the United States, Russia, China, and North Korea. Your preparation is key to the survival of you and your family. You have to be making these preparations at this time. There is no time to waste. You have to make sure that you are out there and that you are trying to obtain as much products, gear, food, water, seeds, and first aid that you can safely store and protect. In the end, this might just be the one saving grace that you will have for you and your family to be prepared, because a little birdie told me the time is now. If you wait, it may be too late, so please take this and try and do what you can for you and your family, because a little birdie I know knows what is about to take place. All right, folks, that's pretty eye-opening. Now, you know, like I said, I can't vet this. I don't know who it came from. I don't have a name. I don't know anything. I just know I received this email and it was marked urgent, and I did reply. I didn't receive anything back, so take it for a grain of salt. It makes sense. Think about it. I mean, if you really think about it, why wouldn't it make sense? You know, we're all so concentrated. Well, I shouldn't say we all are so concentrated. The media here in this country is so concentrated on what is going on in Russia and Ukraine, and what better front would that be? I mean, think about it. If this is correct, if this email is correct, you know, that would be the ultimate, you know, pull the wool over my eye type thing. You have everybody that's trying to pay all this attention to the European allies and what's taking place and all this, and, you know, everybody's preparing and, you know, they're getting their nuclear bunkers ready and, you know, everybody's doing all this kind of stuff. Whereas, and then over here on the other side of the country, nobody's really paying a lot of attention to what's going on. You have North Korea that's very unhappy about the war games that are going on out there, and you have China that has already started been moving military around. They're going to be building a more nuclear facilities and stuff pretty close, right across the water from Taiwan. They have been, over the last weeks, they have, you know, flown planes kind of over the Taiwan territory. They have shot off some missiles, you know, all this kind of stuff. So for one to sit back and really think about this, I mean, this does kind of make sense. Now, we all know about the whole prepping thing. I mean, that's just a give me. That's something that we all should be doing anyways. But it sounds like, and if you look at what is really going on in our country right now, to add to that email, you know, you look at the infrastructure in Wall Street, how everything tanked when, you know, the one bank that collapsed the other day, you know, I mean, boom. And, you know, I mean, next thing you know, everything just started going down. You know, this bank, you know, they had to cash in, what was it, a $24 or $28 billion bond to try to cover, you know, their outstanding debt. And they were still like $1.8 billion short. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on. And now you have the feds, they don't know what to do at this point. You know, they wanted to raise the rate another 50 basis points. So if they raise it for another 50 basis points, what's going to happen is, I think you're going to see more of these banks and stuff, you know, start to go down. Secondly, if they only raise it a quarter of a basis point, then is that enough to try to put the brakes on? Because people are still spending money, people still have jobs, and the unemployment rate is still really low. So they're not getting anywhere. So the question stands, is the federal government and the Federal Reserve, are they prepared to put the American people into a downward spiraling, out of control type scenario in the financial world? Or are they willing to let the high inflation and high interest rates just keep riding right along? Where are they going to be going with this? And how is this going to affect us? The one thing that is really funny, and, well, I shouldn't say it's funny, but what has really taken place after this bank and stuff collapsed, I think it was Friday night. Friday night they came out and these large billionaire people were saying that, well, you know, if the banks can't cover their loans and all this type of stuff, that maybe the government should bail them out. Now, here's what I have to say about that. And the government shouldn't be bailing out any more damn banks. You know, I mean, we've been there, we've done that, you know, it costs us billions and trillions of dollars, and they're right back to screwing everybody once again and putting us right back in the same boat. It'd be one thing if they learned their lesson, but they obviously didn't, because here we go again, you know. It's like the same old here, folks, you know. We have to make a stand at some point and say enough's enough. If things are going to collapse, okay, let's try to rebuild it in a better way, a more fair and honest way. I know I use that word honest with the government in there. Oh, God. But anyways, you know, I mean, really think about, you know, what we're doing here. You know, I mean, we have to all kind of sit back and kind of laugh at some of these idiots that you see on TV and some of this stuff that is, I mean, it's just unbelievable, I tell you, folks. The biggest thing that I really blows my mind is when you have all these huge rich people and everything else, and then they want to turn around and they're sitting there and they're just like, you know what, you know, you got to bail us out, you got to do this, you got to do that, you know, and all this kind of stuff. It's like, no, we don't have to do anything, you know. And I don't think we should be bailing out any of these people. I really don't. I don't think that this should be done. I think that you know, all this is just ridiculous, and, you know, I'd like to really sit back and wonder what is really taking place. I just saw something go by real quick, and I want to catch it before. Bob R., thank you very much for the super chat and the and the super stickers there and everything else. I really do appreciate it. That goes a long way with helping this channel. If I don't catch it now, folks, on this program that I'm on, it goes away and I can't find it if I'm just on like on regular YouTube. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. We are on the verge of a huge catastrophic event taking place in this world. I'm not even talking this country. And only a fool living underneath a rock can't see this. You know, I mean, people are in huge debt right now. People are losing their homes. People are being evicted. People are doing really crazy things because of this. Just down the road from me and JT down in Palm Bay, there was a family that they found shot. They were all dead, and they believe it was a murder-suicide. The family had been given a eviction notice on their home. They were behind on their mortgage, their car payments, and everything else. And it sounds like that they seem to maybe had no other way out. It was that or live on the streets, and evidently somebody didn't want to do that. That's a very sad thing, folks. That's where we are headed right now. You see, being in financial debt, now I'm no financial manager, I'm none of that, but I do have common sense. Being in financial debt, when you're way over yourself, now we all have a little bit of credit card debt, or maybe you don't, you know, but I mean, a little bit, that's fine. I mean, it's if it's manageable, controllable, you know, and everything else. Because sometimes, you know, you have to have a credit card. You know, nowadays you have to have a credit card if you want to travel, if you want to rent a car, you have to have, you know, a credit card to put that on. Some places don't just take, especially with rental cars, you know, they don't take just a debit card. They want a credit card. What you have to understand is when you get so upside down in your finances where you're robbing Peter to pay Paul and Paul is trying to rob Peter, it's not going to work too well. You have to have a very balanced budget. I mean, my wife is phenomenal at balancing the budget and you know, doing money. She worked for banks and credit unions for years. She knows the inside and out, and I always joke with her that something ever happened to her, I'd have to go to the bank and say, okay, how many different accounts and stuff do we have? Because it's just the way that she budgets it. But it works, you know? And, you know, the biggest thing is knowing how to budget your money, you know? I mean, when we were growing up, you know, they used to teach you all that kind of stuff. Now in schools nowadays, I don't know what they do teach you, you know? I don't think they teach you enough so that you know what is truly going on in this world. I mean, because these people are just, you know, it's just crazy out there. And these younger kids, you know, unless their parents have taught them anything, they really don't know much about what is really going on. They only know what is kind of in front of them. You know, you walk up and you tap your phone on the thing and you walk away. You just pay for something, you know. And that's just how this world is now. You know, everything is, you know, they want everything to be electronic and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, you pay with cash and, you know, sometimes you get these looks, you know, and especially, you know, like people in line are like, Jesus, he's paying with cash? What's cash? You know, it's like, well, you know, I mean, hey, cash is cash. You know, I mean, with the whole thing that just took place with these banks, I would highly advise people to really heed the message of making sure that you do have cash on hand. If you can afford it, go to the bank, take out a couple $100 or something and put it in a safe place in your home. And this way here, if something like this does roll down the pike, as you know, everybody in the banking world and Wall Street, and I was watching, reading and all this kind of stuff, you know, and all this and the FDIC and everybody else, you know, they're all like, oh, you know, this is just kind of like a freak thing. Well, you know, a couple weeks ago it happened again, but I guess that was freaky too. And, you know, it's not going to really ripple down through into any of the other financial institutions and everything else. Because I'm pretty sure that if you went and you started digging in any type of financial company or anything else, banks, any of this type of stuff, you're going to find that they've probably overextended themselves once again, and we're headed down the same road as 2008. And that's when the housing market bubble blew, and right now the whole banking bubble, as far as lending money, has kind of started to pop. It's slowly letting a little air out right now, but it's getting ready to pop. Mark my words, folks. I mean, the writing's on the wall. It's right there. It's already happened. In the last 2 weeks, we've had two major banks. Now, the bank that went down just the other day, it was the 16th largest lending bank in the country. Okay, well, there you go. You know, we all know how many banks are out there and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And for it to be, you know, it just went right down. I don't know what the other one was, but, you know, I mean, they're starting to drop like flies, and what are we going to do? We have to make sure that even like what this email did say, you know, the key to everything is paying attention to what is really going on. So my take on that email after I read it, this is my take, and this is how I think, you know, I want to come across on my response to the email. Number one, I think it was very well put together as far as the point of making you think and realize that outside the box, there is a bigger picture and something probably more substantial that's getting ready to take place. Number two, you know, we got to make sure that we are paying attention to all fronts that we could be involved in, because we never know which one is going to be the one that really, like, takes off or causes a, well, you know, World War III type scenario. Number three, I really do believe, trust me, I really do believe that before anything really bad starts to happen as far as war goes, all right, I believe we're going to see the cyber attacks. I think we're going to be seeing attacks on our power grid. on our financial institutions, on our banks. I think we're going to be seeing attacks on transportation of all types. I think we'll see attacks right down through to where you're going to go to the store, and if you don't have cash, they can't run your bank card, they can't run your debit card, your credit card, or any of those, because maybe the machines and stuff aren't going to be working. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's where the, if you want to call it, the beginning of the war would start. And I think that's how it's going to be played out at first. I don't think we're going to be pushing buttons and firing off rockets and everything else right from the get-go. I think there's other things that's going to have to happen first. There are a lot of signs. A lot of this stuff is already taking place. So are we already in the midst of the pre-dawn of the revelation of what is going to happen next? We could be. That could be very likely. Because, now listen folks, because we are so dependent in this country on whatever the media tells us. And this is a problem. This is a huge problem, because the media is only going to tell us what they want us to know, or what they are told they can tell us. This is a very bothersome thing. It's not like in some countries where, you know, they put everything out there. You know, they run a story, they run with it. You know, I mean, here it's like, you know, wait, we got to get approval, and, you know, we got to get with the editor and see what he says, and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You get half of the story, and half of the time, the half you're getting isn't even the truth to begin with. So it's very difficult in this country to come to some really good conclusions, which makes me worrisome to the fact, because of where we are in this whole global mess, is if something seriously does happen, will we have time to respond? Will you have time to prepare? Will you be able to do the things you need to do in the short amount of time that you may have if something majorly does go down? And the answer to that is probably not. So one thing that I definitely did take out of the email that I received was the fact that it is imperative that we all take the time, the initiative, and we spend the money wisely on anything that can be a prep, that can be a saving grace during a long, drawn-out conflict with the world. Because I don't think it's just going to come down to one versus one and this type of thing. I think if it's going to go down, I think a lot of people are going to be involved, and it's just going to be ugly. It's going to be one of these, well, you're doing this to them, we're going to do this to you, or we're going to do this to your buddy over here. And then the next thing you know, everybody's, you know, it's just going to be one big lousy mess is what it's going to turn into. And who's to say that some idiot out there, after being poked enough, maybe pushes a button? It's a possibility. I think if anybody at this point in time was in the mindset to do that, it's North Korea. I agree with the email, because look at it. They have nothing to lose. It's not like they're going to gain anything from the rest of the world, because nobody does business with them except for China, Russia, Iran, you know, these kind of countries. That's it. And if these tunnels that this person talked about do exist, which would make sense, I mean, the drug craw trails down here in Mexico, they have them go up underneath, they dig them all the way into towns in the United States, and they come up in a business.
So, I mean, they can dig these holes. Who's to say the Chinese and the North Koreans can't dig a hole big enough to drive equipment through, rockets, food, supply, oil, whatever the country may be needing, you know? I mean, I don't know where this is all coming out at. I mean, because the northern part of the province of North Korea is pretty remote. And so, I mean, but who's to say? We don't know. I'm sure the government knows. I'm sure they're watching that whole area with satellites and everything else, or somebody is. And, you know, I mean, maybe they have the answers and maybe they don't. But, I mean, I'm sure somewhere along the line it's just being, you know, watched and everything else. But the whole key to this is, what is our goal? What is our goal with all of this war and damnation that we are putting the world and the people and the young men and women through, and even in some instances even the older people, the populations of some of these countries, and you know, the amount of people that are being killed over what? A little piece of land. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that what Russia is doing is, you know, right or wrong. I think it's, you know, personally, I think them invading and trying to do what they're doing is wrong, you know. But, you know, I mean, this is what they decided to do, and I think they should have to pay the consequences for it. Now, I also believe that we need to try to stay out of it as much as possible, but as we keep giving more military aid and larger military aid and billions of dollars, well, eventually, you know, Russia's probably just going to kick that back in our face and say, look, you know, you're at war with us and, you know, here we go. So then we have to see where that takes us, you know. I think it's a no-win situation, really. I was reading an article today about the Pope, and the Pope wanted to go to Russia, and he's saying that, you know, he can work out a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine and come to an agreement and everything else. And he was told politely to stay out by the Russian officials and also by NATO at this point in time. NATO said it was too unsafe for him to travel there, and Russia said, and right at this point in time, they appreciate the offer, but the offer is not on the table for peace talks. So what does that tell you? The Pope can't even get anything done. You know what I'm saying? They have their mindset. This is what they're going to do. We have to pay close attention. And that email was an eye-opener. Because is this really the true war? Or is this the front of the true war? Now, yes, we know they're fighting back and forth. We know men and women and children are dying back and forth. But is that just part of the whole casualty, part of the drama to the front of what is basically covering up what is really ramping up and going to take place somewhere else? That is a question. That is a question that we all really have to think about. The second question and part to that answer is the biggest thing we have to be doing is, like in that email, like they said, we have to make sure that we are, you know, making sure we are stocking up on our food, our water, our medical supplies. They even mentioned seeds in there, which I thought was pretty good. You know, seeds, you don't know what's going to happen afterwards, you know. Your survival gear, any of this kind of stuff, you know. I mean, like I have said in several videos, I mean, prepping is a huge, huge pie. And each one of those pieces fit into this pie. So it's not just all about food and water. You know, I mean, there is a lot that goes into it. And, I mean, if you're going to sit there and you're going to blow money, you're going to go into debt, you might as well just get prepared. That's my feeling. I mean, if that's the way you look at it, I mean, I'd rather see you do that than spend, you know, $700-800 on a 75-inch big screen TV. That ain't gonna feed you. That ain't gonna do anything for you. You know, if you want to spend money, you know, you want to make sure that you're getting, you know, good quality gear, food, and whatever you can to make sure that you can try to make sure that you are ready and can hold your own and supply for your family at the same time, and have a plan on what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and how you're going to execute your plan as far as taking care of your family. Because when it all comes down to it, that's what it's all about, folks. It's not about, you know, it's not about the government. It's not about the, you know, the mayors. It's not about the governors. It's not about any of these kind of people. These people will all be taken well, very well care of, folks. Don't you worry about them. They'll be right there. Don't, when the smoke clears, those cockroaches will be the ones still running around. Oh, and did I say that out loud? I got to work on that. But I'm telling you the truth, you know. We're on our own. And the sooner you all figure that out, the better off we're all going to be. Because the time is now. The time has been now. Before I even received this email this past Monday, the time is now to be prepared. I've been telling everybody and telling you and telling you and telling you. If you're not trying to do what you can do, it's running. Your time is ticking away. The bottom is slowly falling out of the world as we know it. And it's either we get prepared and get ready, or we're going to be left behind. Because the cockroaches of this country will all be very well taken care of, hidden away in their little bunker somewhere, eating their caviar and drinking their champagne, and the rest of us are left to fend for ourselves. Plain and simple. This way we keep it kind of family friendly, if you get what I'm saying. I have a few choice words I could say for that, but I choose not to. So, anyways, moral of the story is, folks, make sure we're all paying attention. Pay attention to what's going on all around you, you know, and definitely make sure you're getting prepped and ready, because storm's here. The boat has started to take on water. And we got to start bailing. And before long, hopefully, we will probably be ended up having to patch some holes too. And hopefully, we can ride out the storm. And we'll have the knowledge, the know-how, the supplies, and everything else that we need. And I'd highly suggest, people, I mean, if you're looking for any information or anything like that, I would highly suggest people buy books. Books are the way to go. I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking for some really good books and stuff, I did get, I think it's in the other room, and it was like a medical book, and I've already got a few books from this particular author and stuff. I mean, it was really good. So I would highly suggest, I think it's in the community section. If you scroll down, I think I left a little thing there. I got my book. So you can click on that and you go check that out. There's a lot of great books that are out there. If you go on to my Amazon storefront, if you go on there, I mean, you can go on there, and I've revamped that. I've added a lot of stuff to help people out, because I've been getting a lot of questions. Even if it's stuff that I don't have, I've done a little bit of research and found the ones that are really good, and, you know, they're getting a lot of different things, a lot of stars and a lot of reviews and all this. So, I mean, if you're looking for gear, if you're looking for freeside foods, if you're looking for camping equipment, as like Coleman stoves and things of this nature, go into the Amazon storefront. It's right on my main page. It's right up in the corner up there. Just click the little button up there. It'll take you right there. Like I said, you don't have to buy anything from me, you know, out of my storefront. But this is going to give you some great ideas, and then you can shop around and see, okay, hey, you know what? You know, I can't quite afford that stove there, But I found this one, and I can forward this one. So, I mean, this is what you got to do. I'm giving you a lot of different ideas. I try to do it in a lot of different price ranges so that it covers everybody on a lot of the different things. And this way here, you know, everybody can be prepared one way or the other. Whether you are working with a small budget, a large budget, it doesn't matter. If you're somewhere in the middle, you know, there's a lot of different things in there. And it's set up basically to help you out, to guide you so that you know what type of things you're looking at. It makes it so much easier, because you can be on Amazon, if you don't know what you're looking for, or, you know, these type of subjects, you know, you could be in there searching for hours. And I've tried to take a lot of that out of there, so you can just click on it and you can just look and shop away and see what you like, you know. And you know, I have everything in it, from food dryers to, you know, I mean, everything. You know, I mean, I've tried to cover a lot of basics, from gardening to cooking to, you know, the whole nine yards. So it's just a suggestion. I mean, for all you people, if you're looking, or if you have, you know, questions and stuff, I definitely go in there and take a look and see what you find. Like I have said before, people, you want to know what you got to be doing and everything else, follow the money. What are the billionaires doing right now? The billionaires are out there, and they're the ones that are building these massive bunkers, millions and millions and millions of dollars, and everything else are dumping into it. They're not going to dump that kind of money into something that they think they're probably not going to use. I'm just saying, folks, you all have your opinions and everything else with the whole nuclear bit and everything. But it doesn't really even have to be a nuclear bomb that hits the ground. They explode one of those bad boys up in the air, and the next thing you know, we have a massive power outages and everything else, and everybody's going to be in the dark. I got 2 master's degrees in energy management and homeland security. Your state and city doesn't have plan on nuke except for hope on FEMA. Well, I don't have high hope in FEMA, I can tell you that right now. Maybe a lot of people do, but nope. I think FEMA is going to be the one government agency. Okay, people, listen up, all right? Here's my prediction. I believe that FEMA will be the one government agency that will not be allowed into a nuclear bunker. They're going to tell them, you have to be out there, and you have to try to take care of the problems and anything else, and you need to promise them the world and tell them that we're coming with help. And they're going to let all those people just sit out there and die and everything else, because somebody has to be the scapegoat, right? Think about it. I'm telling you, that's my prediction. If something goes down, the only one's going to be left outside wondering what the hell just happened is going to be FEMA, because somebody has to go down with the boat. Just saying, folks. Come on, folks. Let's just face the facts. You're going to have to go somewhere and buy your products, all right? And in this day and age, if you don't have a lot of money, you're going to be turning to Walmart and Amazon. Let's just face the facts, okay? Everybody needs to wake up and just smell the roses here for a second. This is what you got to do. You got to do it. Maybe you don't like shopping there. I get it, all right? I mean, I don't like shopping at Walmart either, but you try to make sure you're stretching your money as far as you possibly can. It is what it is. Depending on what I'm buying is where I'm going to be going. If I'm looking for a really good generator, I'm probably going to be hitting some place like Tractor Supply, Home Depot, Lowe's, these type of areas. All right. Not that you can't get these products and stuff from, you know, Amazon or even Walmart, for the matter of fact. But, I mean, this is me. So if you're looking to do any of these type of things, I mean, sometimes you got to go where you have to go. I mean, if you can get it on Amazon, you can get it delivered to you, and it's ASAP, then go for it. You know, if you only have $50 and you need to stretch it out as far as you can, well, you've got really 2 choices. You got Walmart or Aldi's, you know, to stretch your money as far as you can go. I'm just saying, folks, you know, sometimes we have to do what we don't want to do, and we may not like it. But in the end, you know what? It's really going to help you out. Take what I've talked about tonight take it, apply it to your life, especially the part about getting prepared, because I'm telling you, the shizzle's getting ready to hit the fizzle, and you guys have to get out there and you have to get prepared, because the time is now. Don't wait.